No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this 22nd day of November 2021. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. Big news over the weekend with one of the longest-serving members of Congress announcing she won't be standing for re-election next year. We'll have more on Eddie Bernice Johnson's decision to retire from Congress after 3 decades. That's in the Texas Roundup a little later in the broadcast. Speaking of 2022, picture this. A winter storm, a spike in demand for power statewide, many power plants offline because of the freezing conditions. Well, if that sounds familiar, perhaps you also remember what happened in the aftermath of this year's deadly winter blackouts. Promises to get things fixed so it would never happen again. Now ERCOT, the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, has issued new estimates taking into account new preparations. So, is the grid better prepared to weather a storm like the one we saw just this past winter? Mose Bouchel is energy and environment reporter for our home station, KUT Austin. He's also host of the podcast, The Disconnect. Mose, welcome back to the Texas Standard. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, David.
Tell us a little bit more about this report from ERCOT. Why is ERCOT issuing this?
Well, this is actually a kind of quarterly report that they've been putting out for years. It's called a seasonal assessment. And ahead of the winter, in this case, they come out with this assessment just to kind of let people know how they think the grid can hold up given different weather conditions. You know, basically, are we going to have enough juice to get through the winter? They do it for the spring and summer as well. But everyone, of course, for obvious reasons, has been waiting for this one with bated breath.
Well, what's the top line finding here? Are they saying that the grid is better prepared to handle the next big winter storm?
If you kind of read between the lines of this report, they say that they have made improvements, of course, and that power plants have kind of also started winterizing, doing things to try to withstand freezing temperatures better. But the assessment also is pretty clear in saying that the grid would not be able to withstand extreme conditions. That's to say, you know, if people are worried about something similar to what happened last February happening again, that is still a possibility.
That's the finding after all of the scrutiny that ERCOT's been under, after all of the promises and pledges from state lawmakers and top officials?
Yeah, and it even goes beyond that, because after this report came out, a lot of analysts and observers started kind of just poking holes in a lot of the assumptions the report made. So, you know, if you read the assessment, ERCOT says if we have really, really, really bad weather in the winter, we're going to lose a lot of generation capacity. The demand, of course, will go up, and that could cause another blackout. But what many analysts said after the report was released, and I should say released late on a Friday, last Friday, which doesn't look very good. A lot of people looked at this and said they're not making the right assumptions. They're assuming that too much power might stay online. They're also making assumptions about energy demand that could be overly optimistic. That's to say that we may have more energy demand in the extreme weather event than ERCOT is assuming in its assessment, which could mean less grid stability.
I don't want to oversimplify things, but is this an indicator that the state's response simply hasn't been enough to avoid mass extended blackouts across Texas like what we witnessed this past winter?
Yeah, it's kind of goes to like what you think that we should be guarding for. You know, some might argue that it would be too costly to try to prepare for another storm like we saw in February, which might be like a 1 in 100 event. And of course, I'm not saying that it's exactly a 1 in 100 event. I'm just kind of using that number as an example. But again, you know, I interviewed a climate scientist on Friday who said that he doesn't even think that the grid seems to be prepared for a 1 in 10 type, you know, winter events. So that clearly, I think, would suggest that there's more work to be done.
Is it you seem to be suggesting that ERCOT might have been sort of soft pedaling things with their assumptions. In other words, things could be far worse than what's baked into ERCOT's own assumptions. What about other reports? Have any independent analysts looked into the state of the power grid as it stands? What now that we're coming up on winter season?
Absolutely. I mean, you have, of course, kind of academic and scholarly investigations into this. And then right before the ERCOT report came up, we also had NERC, the kind of federal one of the federal regulatory authorities over grids throughout North America, came out with its seasonal assessment, which likewise said that the Texas grid was vulnerable to more extreme winter weather. In fact, you know, if you look at the NERC report, because it's comparing the ERCOT grid with other grids across North America, we look like we're in significantly worse shape than any other grid that is under their jurisdiction.
In the meantime, in the few seconds we have left, are companies taking active steps to try to deal with winterization and weatherization?
Power plants, yes, they've actually been mandated to. So generating units are trying to build resiliency into their generators. The natural gas supply chain is another question entirely. There have been no rules mandating that they weatherize or winterize. Mm-hmm. And so that's just a question of what they choose to do into this winter. And that could be a big problem because cutoffs in the natural gas supply chain is what part of what caused the blackout.
Mose Bushell covers energy and the environment for our home station, KUT Austin. If you haven't yet, check out his podcast, The Disconnect, wherever you get your podcasts. Mose, thanks again.
Thank you, David.